All right, so today I'm going to talk about lucid beginnings. And I'm not talking about, like, your first few weeks lucid dreaming, or, like, what lucid beginning is. Like, I'm talking about the beginning of your lucid dreams, what you should do, and different ways you can just solidify the fact that you're dreaming. I have a baby in the car with me, by the way, my daughter, Lasana. So I'm gonna have to be, hi, how are you doing? So I'm gonna have to be, and you know, keeping her happy. This is like the only time I'm seeing myself have time to do an audio today, so I'm gonna do it anyways. So, first thing that happened, now, there's a lot of different ways you can come lucid, and some of them are just like, you don't need anything, you realize you're in a dream already. Like, there's no prior, there's no nothing. You're just already, boom, I'm in a dream. You don't have to worry about anything. And so, those dreams, I'm not going to give you an instruction on what to do. I mean, if you want your dream goals, it's good to calm down and try to think about them. But that doesn't work 100% of the time either. Unless, I think that the more you solidify your dream goal, the better it's going to work as well. But that's different topic, different time. So, what happens if you start looking around, noticing things are weird? That's when your practice really starts to show. If you notice things are a little weird and you think, maybe I should do a reality check, it's a good time to reality check. I think the reality checks are good. I always just use the looking at my hands because it takes a second. And I'm not looking for anything specific. I'm just looking for my hands to not look 100% normal. And I don't count my fingers. My fingers are just messed up a little bit usually. So that's what I do, and sometimes my hands look perfect, and if my hands look perfect, that's even weirder, because my hands are weird looking. So I use that moment as soon as I do that, and what I always do when I reality check in waking life is I look at my hands and I say, I'm dreaming, and I think for at least a second or a minute, or just spend some time thinking that I'm dreaming. So whenever I reality check in a dream, it doesn't matter if my reality check fails or not. Generally, it's going to fail, but sometimes my hands will look perfectly fine, nothing out of the ordinary. But I still say, I'm dreaming, and I think to myself, this is a dream. And so then I start looking like around, and I just start thinking about my dream goals. This way, my mind doesn't have to, my reality check doesn't have to fail. I'm still like in the place that I'm at, I'm present in the dream. I'm thinking, I'm aware, looking around, slowed down, everything is working out really good. So whether or not my reality check fails, I'm doing great. Now there's also, and I think that's really a good thing to do is always to, when you reality check, imagine it failing just because you want to have practice. Whenever you're walking around doing reality checks in waking life, imagine how you would accomplish your goal from that point that you're at right there. Because a lot of times when you become lucid in normal places. That makes it to where you'll have some connections, or you'll just have, it's almost like a creativity practice, right? You're just like, oh man, how the heck would I summon a dragon from here? And you're like, well, I would obviously do a dragon call like the one that you see in Merlin. Or, do a whistle or whatever from Elder Scrolls, whatever you feel like doing. There's tons of different ways to summon dragons. Could do like the Naruto summoning jutsu and summon a dragon. Probably summon a giant toad accidentally, but still, pretty cool. So, I think that a lot of the other ways to start lucid dreams, like you can, sometimes you'll start a lucid dream, and you won't be aware at all. Like, you'll just have the I'm dreaming and just wandering around. And it's hard to know what to do with those because you're not in full control. And so that's why I say every time you do a reality check, stop. Don't just slow down. Don't just walk around in circles. Completely stop and think. And this will make it to where you have to become aware. And I've had that happen many times where I've just been like, this is a dream. I should blah, 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 blah. And then my mind was like, hex no. My mind was just like, you need to slow down, you need to think about the dream, you need to think about everything. Just be normal. And so I've saved a lot of dreams that way. Now, a lot of people are told that after you've been lucid dreaming for a while, those type of dreams are gone. The dreams of low awareness. And I'd say that there's less of a percentage of them, and you have more lucid dreams, so they're less noticeable, but they still happen. And, but for instance, like this morning, I had two dreams. One dream, I kind of realized I was dreaming, and I pulled up a dream goal that it has been a dream goal for a long time, but it hasn't been a current dream goal. And I created a water sphere to play blitzball in. I even had people already up and ready to play blitzball with me, but I didn't, because I wasn't stable or anything like that. And stabilization is another thing I need to talk about real fast. And hey, Lasana, everything's all right. We're almost home. We're gonna see Mama. And stabilization. Okay. So the other one, I couldn't think of a goal at all, and so I just looked around and thought of something that would be fun. And here's the thing: if you're having fun when in a lucid dream, that dream is worth it. Now, you don't have to have some pre-arranged fun beforehand. Dream goals are good, but it's also good to just spend some time, enjoy the dream environment. The more time you spend in the dream environment, the more realistic your dream goals get. Because whenever I first started lucid dreaming, my dream goals were pretty crazy. And I don't mean like crazy as in like so out there, but some of them just wouldn't even be fun to do. Like, after doing a few of them, I realized that they weren't even worth being called dream goals. I needed to have better dream goals, more tailored to what my dreams were like, and tailored to what I enjoyed in dreams. Like, there's a few things, I mean, I had a list of goals, probably 100 different goals that I wrote down, and I burned through them all in, like, my first 200 lucid dreams. And some of them I didn't even mean to, just it was something that happened. Like, I wanted to teleport. First time I teleported was an accident. I was like, I want to get from one place to another without having to fly, and I teleported there. And it felt great. But just some stuff like that. Instead of having your dream goal being something like that, be something specific to you. Like some dude I was talking to on Dream Views the other day, he was saying, I want to teleport, or not teleport, time travel to the early 1990s. And he was talking about how he wants to go there for the music and stuff like that. That is a dream goal that is tailored to him. It's not, I want to time travel, something vague like that. And it is, sorry, she's doing the monkey impersonation. It is something specific that they want to do that they think would be fun for them to do in a dream. And so that's the type of dream goals that I think are good to have. Okay, so with stabilization, I always ignore stabilization unless my dream seems unstable. So a lot of times I will wake up without any prior warning or anything like that. And I think most of the time that's someone waking me up, alarm clock going off, or it's just like I'll wake up and then I'll try to DE back. If the dream seems unstable, and I will sometimes just let it destabilize and then I'll just DEILD back. But generally, if the dream seems pretty stable and then it just abruptly ends or it just kind of fades away, you're usually ending a REM cycle. And so if it starts fading away, I'll try to keep hold of it, because I think that you can make a REM cycle go faster, or stay longer, I mean to say. So I don't worry about stabilization. Now, I made that a dream goal for a little while. There was a dream goal, what was it? The stabilization technique, fun hours of lucid dreaming time, stabilization technique. I used that one for a while, but I realized that if I spent too much time stabilizing, it woke me up every single time. And so now I stick with rubbing my hands together and eating things. Eating things is really good. It takes a lot of senses, and because, I mean, you think about it, it takes sight, touch, and taste, and generally smell as well. I mean, that's 4 out of 5. Now, you guess you can hear it too if you're chewing. It's all of them, all of your senses. And one other good thing is just like touching your tongue to your teeth and stuff. It's very interesting. Sometimes there's also like things in a lucid dream that you can't do, or your dream will start destabilizing. And that is just something that dream control is going to take care of. And I don't mean it's going to take care of it over time. Like, you're just going to get better and better and it's going to stop destabilizing you. But you want to work creativity into dream control and stabilization. If something specific is making you destabilize, then just don't do that specific thing. And if that's exactly what you want to do, then you're going to find a loophole around it. It was like I was talking to Huckiff the other day, and I mentioned, or someone mentioned that, what was it? They couldn't get out of their room when, Sorry, there was someone riding in my blind spot for a long time. I thought they'd left. They couldn't get out of their dream room whenever they were, whenever they would wake up in a false awakening. And so I said, you know, you could always teleport out instead of just trying to walk out. There's a bunch of different things you can try. And Huckiff said, you know, well, you can always just create a loophole, like create a different universe inside of your room and shrink yourself down or whatever. Or find just dream goals that you can do inside of your room. Or make your room bigger, stuff like that. Just, you want to work creativity into your dreams. And you'll notice that, like, I used to not understand how I would get past certain things. I was like, oh, but this is what I want to do. And now, in a dream, I automatically start just, anytime something messes up, I just bypass it. I just bypass what has already messed up and move on to something else, instead of just doing the same thing over and over again. Now, doing the same thing over and over again and just working your willpower through it, that is a different type of dream control, and it's something that's good to learn as well. I would recommend practicing. But I would say work with creativity first and decide on unbending willpower during a dream later, whenever you have more lucid dreams and everything. Just creativity. And creativity is something that's just going to multiply and multiply. The more you do it, the easier it'll become and the more fun it'll be. It's just a great thing to do. And so whenever you start a lucid dream, you want to be creative on the ways that you're stabilizing, and talk to some dream characters, and don't get too wrapped up in the conversation. You'll often lose your lucidity by doing that. But tell them that you're dreaming, tell them that they're not dreaming, or tell them random things, just to keep the conversation on dreaming if you can, and then move it to whatever dream goal it is to ask them about. And that's an easier way to keep the whole dream set up everywhere. And so, the main thing I always say, in dream, be creative and be mindful of what's going on. But then again, it's the same thing with whenever you're being a child. Sometimes not being mindful of what's going on and just being creative and not worrying about waking up or any of that stuff is what's fun. And so I always say, don't worry about waking up. If it starts coming up, then you can do something about it. Because dreaming is supposed to be a whole non-worry zone. You don't have any, what is it called? You don't have anything else better you could be doing. You're already asleep. You're getting rest that you need. So don't worry while you're down there. Have a good time. And that's all I have for today. I will talk to you guys tomorrow.